Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav has called on the youth to embrace India's diverse cultural heritage and play a leading role in strengthening national unity, integrity and harmony. He was speaking at the Rajasthan State Foundation Day celebration held at Lok Bhavan in Kohima yesterday. Extending his greetings on the occasion, the governor highlighted Rajasthan's rich legacy of courage, heritage and vibrant culture. He also underscored the spirit of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat in promoting unity in diversity across the country. The Samarth Northeast Innovation Hackathon 2026 concluded yesterday at Neelit in Kohima. Addressing the event, Principal Director, School Education, Shashank Pratap Singh, emphasized that a hackathon is more about collaboration than competition. He urged young minds to focus on purposeful innovation aimed at solving real societal problems and local challenges and the need for energy-efficient solutions. Mr. Singh further noted that India's target for 2047 can be achieved through innovation and collaboration. Hackathon 2026 saw participation of 13 teams from across the Northeast region. PM Shri School Mizoram secured the first position, while PM Shri School Thaiko Dimapur finished in second. Chalukbari Higher Secondary School Guwahati claimed the third position. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called for more reforms in the agriculture sector, saying it is the backbone of the Indian economy and that the shortage of funds would not come in the way of doing more for the farming community and rural India. Addressing the three-day Unnat Krishi Mela, Mr. Singh said the government has launched several schemes to boost farmers' income and farm productivity.
Jitna badlav aaya hai, yah abhi paryapt nahi hai. Kisan bhaiyon ke liye, gaon ke liye, krishi ke liye, abhi bahut kuch karne ki zarurat hai. Aur main aapko yakeen dilana chahta hoon, hamari sarkar aap kisan bhaiyon ke kalyan ke liye puri tarah se pratibaddh hai. Hum paise ki chinta nahi karenge.
Calling on the youth to engage with agriculture, the minister said farming can be made smart through drones, sensors and mobile technology. Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs K.J. Kenya has said that while change is inevitable, it must be embraced without compromising customs, traditions and indigenous values. He was addressing the 13th General Conference of the Chakasang Mothers Association at Thenizumi village yesterday. Emphasizing the role of women in society, Mr. Kenny described mothers as the foundation of a strong and upright community, stating that morally grounded women are instrumental in shaping responsible citizens and in preserving cultural heritage. Also speaking at the event, advisor for CAWD and taxes, Kudesho Khamo, lauded the resilience and sacrifices of mothers, describing them as key agents of peace and social change. Mr. Khamo urged women to uphold faith, guide younger generations, and work towards a society rooted in strong cultural and moral values. A 26-year-old man identified as Ilobe Mokikon from Pangti village drowned in the Doyang Reservoir yesterday after his canoe reportedly capsized. The incident, which occurred between 2 p.m. and 2:30 p.m., was witnessed from a distance by anglers in the area, though the exact cause remains unclear. The State Disaster Response Force was informed around 4 p.m. However, search operations could not be initiated due to late hours. The search is expected to resume this morning with support from the National Disaster Response Force. And in cricket, Nagaland finished as runners-up in the Northeast Cricket Development Council Under-23 Women's Interstate Tournament T20-2026. In the final match played at Sikkim Cricket Ground yesterday, Mizoram defeated Nagaland by 7 runs in a closely contested game. While Mizoram posted a total of 75 runs, Nagaland was bowled out for 68 runs in 17.5 overs, falling just short of the target. Mizoram captain Himangai Sanghi Sailho was named the player of the match. She also earned the player of the tournament and highest scorer with a total of 100 runs and 7 wickets across the competition. Nagaland's Roma Suba emerged as the leading wicket taker of the tournament with 11 wickets. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.